1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War's getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies, maybe they'll be hypnotized, or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Oh, those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues.
Time to put the ear goggles on. No! Cause I'm raised in the Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
Wishing she was just a little free. dreamer. Seems like everyone has got it easier. When you've got it all so locked and guarded, think you're not enough before you started. She said, I'm just a three-leaf clover, almost lucky enough, just an arm's length from something I could almost touch. It's all rushing by, you get slower, and I'm a three-leaf clover. Girl, you're always
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Baby, you and me, can you start to see that chemistry? so good to me. She made me feel like a real swell guy. And ever since that airplane ride, well, I've been
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Rocks all day. I'm Doc, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford. Shake